4 DJ, that'll be a mobile.
No, I thought maybe someone wanted to pick you up, Dave. I was listening for Jakarta, India, but no joy on that. Well, I did find out one thing one night. I was talking to a gentleman. There's a lot of different areas of geography that I really love it in Australia. In fact, I talked to a guy out there where Quigley Down Under was made. I can't remember the name of that little bitty town. But this guy was in a mining area, and I think it was on the southwest. Always wanted to go to Australia, but never had the money to go. But that's one on my bucket list that I dreamed of. But at any rate, I said, you know, sometimes I have a hard time discerning the difference between someone from Great Britain and someone from Australia. That's a no-no, Dave.
What you talking about? I have the same difficulty. They sound similar. I mean, if you know who the person is, then it's easy to tell the difference. But if you don't know who it is that you're talking to, yeah, you got to listen for a little bit. I think the Australian has a little more twang in it than the UK. I think the UK's a little sharper. The Australian's a little more springy.
Well, Alice Springs, that's what it was. I talked to a guy in Alice Springs one night or right outside of it. Boy, the interior of that is really boony. And they got 10 of the most poisonous snakes in the world there. I remember that gentleman that got killed by that, flying wing under the under the water. I can't think of it right now. And today, not to let my mind wander, but I saw on the news where there's Steve Irwin that was from Australia. There's Steve Irwin in, I believe it was South Africa. He got killed by a green mamba today. I knew a guy up in Carthage, Missouri, and he had these trailer houses, and he made them into a zoo. It was fascinating. I even took my son-in-law and daughter and granddaughter up there once. And he had a lot of exotic things, and one of them was a green mamba. And that's what that guy got killed from today. I've heard of the black mamba, and they're real bad, but this one looked like one of those green snakes you see running around here.
There were two Steve Irwins, and that's a... If it's a big one, it's the manta ray. If it's a little one, it's the stingray. I think that has the barb that killed the first Steve Irwin. The crocodile Dundee, no, not crocodile Dundee, crocodile man or whatever they called him. But I think that was a stingray that got him.
Hey, Dave. No, I didn't mean it was Steve Irwin over in Africa. It was who they, a facsimile of, I guess you would say, only that was their hero. That was the snake handler that was trying to make it, you know, people more knowledgeable of the different venoms and snakes and dangers and that. And he handled them quite regularly. I can't remember his name now. Do you, Bernice? But he was on the one of the news things. I don't look at many things on there. Unless it's interesting like that. And that was there, Steve Irwin, you might say, from Africa.
What you're talking about now, I've seen some YouTube videos on him, and he has, like, racks of cages that are like drawers that he pulls out, and they, you know, get a snake out, and he's got a stick that's got a number 7 on the end of it that he uses to hold them up. And he's just, like, loosely handling these huge snakes all the time, kind of like Steve Irwin did with crocodiles. He's acting the same way with snakes. I did not know that he got killed today.
Well, Steve, it was very, you know, just been in the last few days, I know. But, yeah, that's a neurotoxin, like the coral snake and the cobra and that. And he was in an induced coma for quite a while, and then the family was there, and they just said their goodbyes today, and they had to pull the plug on him, I'm sure. But this guy up there, you could go along up there in Carthage, Missouri. He was just out of town. He had this these home-built cages along the wall, and they were like 4 feet tall, and the front of them was plexiglass. And one of them, he had a king cobra. And anyway, she had all these huge boa constrictors and anacondas and rattlesnakes, copperheads, cottonmouths, you name it, he had it. He even had an alligator in there. But I squatted down and was looking through the glass, and the top of it was just a hinged lid out of plywood. And he come over there, and I said, I like to see that cobra stand up and flare out like they did. Oh, that's no problem. Now I squatted down on my knee looking through the plexiglass. He opened that top right above my head 4 feet and reached in there with a snake hook. And I said, oh, don't get that snake off. And he just took that over near it. Man, it just come up about 2 feet and looked me right in the face. Dave, I about dropped over.
Because those things can spit, too, and they temporarily blind you with that venom when they spit that venom out. Well, Tom, I'm about to pull in the driveway and go get some grub. It was good talking to you. I'll catch you on the net in about 15 minutes or whenever our turns come up, if I finished eating by then. N0TR, tell Miss Bernice that hello, W4DJW. I'll be clear after you.
Oh, she's multitasking, watching the FBI and listening to us. Yeah, there's just one breed of cobra that is a spitting cobra, and that is a fascinating animal, too. I'll pass on. See you later. Say hi to Amy. Enjoy your dinner. W4DJW N0TR 73 State.